Yep, 649, 1320 WILS. I want to get to this interesting detail news that came out today. Former Michigan Democratic Party chairman and attorney Mark Brewer announcing that he's preparing to sue state officials over what he alleges is a, quote, unconstitutional partisan gerrymander of our political district maps. Bill Ballinger is here to give us his thoughts, publisher of the Ballinger Report. TheBallingerReport.com is the website. Bill, great to have you on WILS.
Glad to be with you, Mike.
It's a great word, gerrymander. What does that really mean?
That means that some kind of a map of legislative or congressional districts has been drawn up to give great advantage to one political party and really shaft the other party. That's what it means.
Is that what we have here in Michigan?
Well, that's what Mark Brewer thinks we have.
Tell me this, but what's the history of these district maps and how the parties have dealt with them?
Oh, boy. You know, Mike, we don't have enough time to go into all this, but look, this is a time-honored American tradition of drawing maps. The very term gerrymander goes back to a governor of Massachusetts in the 18th century, Elbridge Gerry, mm-hmm. who basically came up with a map in Massachusetts to give an advantage to his party where the lines were drawn in such a way that his party really couldn't lose getting a majority of the legislative chambers and the congressional delegation.
So, I mean, in Michigan, have we seen the maps change dramatically when Democrats draw it versus Republicans?
Yes, absolutely. I started out in politics, Mike, you're talking, as you know, to a very old person. And I remember 1964, 1972, two Democratic masterpiece gerrymanders, the Austin-Kleiner plan, the Hatcher-Kleiner plans, which were clear Democratic gerrymanders. Mm-hmm. Upheld by a Democratic Supreme Court, the Republicans couldn't do anything about it.
Okay, and is it clear then when the Democrats make the map, they actually do better in the elections and Republicans likewise?
Absolutely, yes. No question about it.
Okay, so now what do you think the chances are of his lawsuit, Mark Brewer's lawsuit, succeeding in having us redraw these maps?
Well, first of all, he hasn't filed the lawsuit yet. And a lot depends on what happens in the state of Wisconsin next door to us, because that's where all the action is taking place on reapportionment that could end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. And so Mark Brewer is depending on something resulting from Wisconsin and the U.S. Supreme Court, which will basically say, look, the Wisconsin map for the legislature and Congress is a gerrymander. And Mark Brewer will argue here in Michigan, well, if that's a gerrymander, this is a gerrymander here in Michigan, and the maps have got to be changed here, too.
Okay. And who would decide what the map should look like at that point?
Well, right now, this gets very complicated, and you don't have time for this.
Yeah, but the basics, yeah.
Well, the basics is that right now, the Wisconsin legislature has got to go back and redraw their maps, okay, in time for the 2018 election. That's next year. They got to do this by November 1st. That's what the federal court says they must do. But the Attorney General of Wisconsin has appealed the right of this federal three-judge panel in Wisconsin to order the legislature to do that to the Supreme Court. And you know, Mike, right now the Supreme Court it's in turmoil. They're deadlocked, four liberals, four conservatives. One vacant seat, and now you've got a Donald Trump nominee. We don't know what's going to happen there.
It's going to get stuck there.
It's a mess.
Bill Ballinger here on WILS, theBallingerReport.com. So when Democrats say the reason Republicans are holding these majorities right now is because of the maps, the political maps in Michigan, are they right?
Well, that's a good argument they can make, and I think they're partly right. There's no question about that. On the other hand, the Republicans would argue, look, no matter how you draw the maps, even if Democratic legislators drew the maps, the way our population is here in Michigan, it would very likely be a much more balanced situation than the Democrats purport it to be. The Democrats argue we should have control of both chambers of the legislature. Republicans are saying, no, you wouldn't necessarily. Right. So that's really what's going on here.
Okay, but it would be the legislature itself redrawing the maps, right? That's the idea?
Well, in Wisconsin, that is what has being ordered to be done now. And the reason the Republicans have an advantage here in Michigan, let's be clear about this, and this is why Mark Brewer is angry, is because in 2001 and 2011, after two successive censuses, the Republicans completely drew the maps here in Michigan, with a Republican governor signing them into law and a Republican Supreme Court backing them up, so that the Democrats had no skin in the game. They had no chance to have their input into the maps that were drawn. And Mark Brewer said that's wrong. And if the Democrats had had any skin in the game, the results in Michigan over the last few years would have been a lot different than they were.
Where in Michigan would you say the maps look strangest right now? Which areas in the state?
Well, there's no question. It's where the population is densest, meaning southeast Michigan in particular. I mean, you could argue that there are certain outstate districts in Michigan, maybe in suburban Lansing, for instance, it could be drawn slightly differently one way or the other that could give one party or the other an advantage. But the basic problem or issue is in southeast Michigan, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties.
You say even here in Lansing we could have districts drawn in a way that Republicans would benefit here locally, you're saying?
Well, it could be the other way around. I mean, think about it, Mike. If the Democrats were drawing the maps rather than the Republicans, maybe there could be a district created with Delta Township and Eaton County drawn into a major part of the city of Lansing, and that would give the Democrats a seat that they don't have right now. Because right now the district that exists is pretty much self-contained in Eaton County. It's a marginal seat, and the Republicans have won it. But if the Democrats had a few more Democratic voters in very close areas like the city of Lansing, they could win the seat.
Yeah. How likely do you think we're going to see this successfully challenged and the maps being redrawn here in Michigan?
Well, I think it's out of Mark Brewer's hands, honestly. I think he's doing what he should be doing if he's a Democratic activist that he is and a former Democratic state chairman. Mm-hmm. He's doing what he should be doing. But it all depends on what happens in Wisconsin. Okay. That's really what it gets down to.
One last thing, Bill. If the maps remain the way they are in Michigan, do you view that as almost guaranteeing Republicans majorities in the foreseeable future?
Well, you say foreseeable future.
Let's say in the next five, while they're in place.
Well, okay, Mike, without going into it, look, we're going to have another census in 2020. That's only 3 years away, okay? Then we're going to have another reapportionment. Who is going to be drawing the maps at that point? That is just 4 years away. We could have a Democratic governor. If we have a Democratic governor at that time, that changes everything.
Okay, but because then they'll change the design of the map. But the way the map's designed now, do Democrats really have a chance of putting the governor aside, of winning, let's say, the House?
They have a chance, but they're swimming uphill. Okay, they're it's tough for them. I mean, like this past fall, Mike, you and I talked. Could the Democrats pick up 9 seats and get control of State House of Representatives? People thought, yes, maybe they can. Well, guess what? They didn't gain a single seat, not one. Yeah. It ended up exactly the same as it was going into the election.
They would blame the maps on that, though, right?
They would blame it on the maps, because if you took the aggregate vote, the cumulative vote for all the Democratic candidates for state rep running statewide and compare it to Republicans, Democrats actually got a majority of that vote.
Bill Ballinger, publisher of The Ballinger Report, and you can find him online at theballingerreport.com. It's Bill Ballinger right here on WILS. Hey, Bill, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Yep. And that wraps it up for us tonight. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin here on WILS. Send us your thoughts. Send us your comments. If you listen regularly, let us know what you think so we get a sense of what you're thinking. It's ccrecap@gmail.com. Our email address here is ccrecap@gmail.com. And we'll be right back here tomorrow for more right here on 1320 WILS. Good night.